Good morning. Let me open prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the privilege of being here. Thank you for our very life. I thank you for the worship team and them leading us in music, Father. I pray your blessing upon this church, your church. Help it to grow, Father. Help it to grow and help each one of us to grow, to love you more, to appreciate what we have in you, to be a thankful, grateful people. For you are our God. You are the King of Kings, and you desire to call us to yourself. Father, we thank you. Humble our hearts. Enable us, Father, to reach out in love to others. Enable us, Father, to reach out and follow you each day of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. It is a privilege to be here. David and I did go to Alliance Theological Seminary together, and he helped me in a church that I was the interim pastor for 3 years, and I volunteered actually before that in a small church in Brooklyn. And I would teach English to the Chinese restaurant and factory workers mostly, and David would come in and present the gospel to them, so in their own language. And so when David asked me to come, I said, sure, anything. So I'm going to be talking to you today. The sermon for today is called The 5 W's and the H. I actually borrowed that from your junior high school group over here. I'll actually probably only be talking about 2 W's. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. We'll be focusing in a little bit on who and when. This is a book that I've come to love. It's called Jewels from Queen of the Dark Chamber. Her name is Christiana Tsai. Christiana Tsai was the first girl to graduate high school in mainland China, and she went on to be a very successful missionary in many ways. And she writes this, "Our whole family had been Buddhists, but in later years, 55 of them became Christians. We have discovered that the difference between Buddhism and Christianity is that Christianity is a big done, and Buddhism is a big do. Buddhism depends on man's works. You have to do it yourself in order to go to the West Heaven. In Christianity, we find that Christ's death on the cross is a completed work. The last words he spoke from the cross were, 'It is finished.' Our salvation is completed when we believe and accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior." Who should be baptized? Who should be baptized? And that's a question I think the junior high kids are asking. Anyone else that has not been baptized at this point, you might be asking yourself that question. And it is those who understand that they are sinners in need of a Savior, that there is nothing we can do to take away our sin. But then, the Incarnation. God Himself enters into His history. God Himself, the Creator of heaven, the Creator of earth, enters into our history and provides the way. John the Baptist accurately called out, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And it's true. Those who should be baptized are those who understand that it is Jesus who takes away the sin of the world. But specifically, it's Jesus who took away my sin. You see, our faith must be a personal faith. Our faith is personal between the living God and us. And that's what I want to share with you today. If you could turn to the book of 1 John. How does God move our hearts? How does God move our hearts to believe? I don't know. Only the Spirit of God knows. But what I do know is there is an effect. There is an effect for those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And this is what John's going to be talking about today. In chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7. And verse 7 begins, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. To love others as Jesus did can be very costly. Natural love for family and friends, well, that can come kind of easy for those who treat us well, for those who are nice to us. But you see, Jesus loved the unlovely. Jesus loved those who persecuted him. Jesus loved us when we were still sinners. Jesus came and died for us when we were still sinners. That kind of love comes with a cost. That kind of love does come with a cross. And Jesus asks us, we must pick up our cross daily if we are going to follow him. That kind of love is supernatural love because it comes from God. Look at verse 13. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. We will not love others as Jesus did unless God's Spirit is living in us. You see, it's too difficult. It's impossible. We cannot love others as God would have us love unless Christ's Spirit comes and dwells in us. This is the gift of the promise that Jesus said. He said, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you as orphans. You see, I will give you the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in you. That when we believe and know that his Spirit lives in us, we can love and work, not in our own strength, but in the power of Christ. You see, in our own strength, we get very weary. In our own strength, we tend to put ourselves and our needs first. But in God's strength, in Christ's Spirit in us, we put Christ first and us here. And we can then love others as he would have us love, working not in our own strength, but through the power of Christ. How do we know that Jesus lives in us? Because you believe that he is God. You desire to place him first in your life. You see, mankind was born in sin. And sinful man, though they may be very good, they may be very educated, they may be very productive, they will always place themselves first. Their needs will be first. Their desires will be first in their lives. Oh, they may acknowledge a God, they may acknowledge many gods, but ultimately, their real God is themselves. It's what they do and where they are. Some can even be good and have themselves almost on the same level of God. But that's not the God we serve. You see, the God that we serve is our Maker, is our Creator. He is the one who made us, and he must be first in our lives. When you desire to put Jesus first, when you say Jesus is Lord, what you are saying is, I am no longer first in my life. Jesus now is first, and what he desires is my desire. Only God can do that. Only God will do that, because every other thing we will be first. But when you truly desire to put God first, You know that God did that for you. That's God speaking to you. That's your heart desire to place Him first. It's like that song, I once was blind, but now I see. I once was blind, but now I see. Yes, God made me. God loves me. I know that God's Spirit is in me because He convicts me of sin. That I know when I sin against God. And when I sin against God, I completely am convicted and want to turn from my sin and turn back to Him, my Lord and my Savior. You see, you will sin. Even after we get baptized, even when we call ourselves Christians, we do sin. We are not a perfect people. But we won't love sin, and we will be quick to repent. We will be quick to repent and ask Jesus to forgive us. And praise God, that's what He provided for us at the cross. That when He died on that cross and cried out those words, "It is finished," everything that we need for salvation had already been provided. What we need to do is have faith to believe and trust and put Him first. When you do sin, you will be quick to repent. Look at verse 4, 17 to 21. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world we are like Him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And He has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. How is love reflected in our lives? Those of you who are considering baptism, how will God's love be reflected in your life? Those of us who have been baptized, how is God's love being reflected in our lives? Through the power of Christ in us, letting God's light shine first in us and then to others. In Christ, we can reach out fearlessly in love to those around us who so desperately need to know that there is a Savior who gave His life for them. I'm not sure how many students in this room go to East Brunswick High School, but I believe that there are some, at least one. In East Brunswick High School, there's a group, and the group is called A to Z. Do you know of it? No. Okay. A to Z is an after-school club, and A to Z stands for According to Jesus. According to Jesus. You see, this club is a Bible club that meets at East Brunswick High School. Many of the secular high schools have Bible clubs that meet. This club specifically tends to be filled up with Chinese Christian students. So if you haven't been there, you should go. And praise God. Praise God. That's letting your light shine. That's a testimony. That's a testimony that God's light is in you. That's a testimony to a school that many of the teachers and many of the students do not know Jesus Christ. Many of the Jewish community in this East Brunswick area do not know the Jewish Messiah, the Jewish rabbi that we follow. Praise God that the Chinese Christians are meeting in that school and proclaiming the truth of who Jesus is. That's letting their light shine. Take a look at verse 5, and I'm going to conclude with verse 5, with chapter 5, 5 through 5. It says, Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So, when are we ready to be baptized? When should we really be baptized? Do I need to know the whole Word of God? Should I read the whole Bible? It's a good thing. It's a great thing to do. But the answer is no. We are baptized when we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We are baptized when we are willing to place him first in our life. When we are willing to pick up the cross, whatever that may mean. Different crosses will mean different things at different times. But it means that we are willing to put him first in our lives, no matter the cost. And we are willing to grow. And that we are willing to grow in our knowledge and wisdom and love for the God who truly loves us. It's an amazing faith that we all belong to. It truly is. There is nothing we can do to be saved. There's nothing we can do. You can't be smart enough, you can't be rich enough, you can't be handsome enough, you can't be pretty enough. But God has already done it. God has provided the way. And what God asks us to do is believe. Have faith. Believe. Be willing to grow. How do we grow? Obedience. God is big on obedience. How do we obey God? Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. For those who have been baptized, that's our challenge, to love the people that God puts us in contact with. To those of you who have not been baptized and are praying about that, how do I know? You know if you love Jesus. You know if you love Jesus and you want to put him first. You are never going to know all the things of God. We will have eternity to praise God in all his attributes. You will never know all the amazing things of our God and our Savior. But if you love him and you want to put him first in your life, you know that his Spirit has entered you and that he is saying, repent and be baptized. How can we grow? We can learn more about Christ. Coming to God daily, seeking him in his word and in prayer. I have the privilege at Timothy Christian School, I don't always call it a privilege, but it is a privilege, to teach 9th and 10th graders. 9th and 10th graders the Bible. It's not the easiest job in the world, I can tell you that. But praise God that they are willing to grow. Praise God that I have the opportunity to show them the truth of what lies in God's Word. Praise God that we can come before him, seek God, and say, open up our hearts, Lord. I don't understand all the things in this Bible. I don't understand all the words that you say. But I ask for your Spirit that is in me to help me understand, to help me grow, to help me to love you more. Seek him in his Word. Seek him in prayer. Come before God and pray to him. The Jewish people called this word, they called this book the Torah, the law. They considered the Torah to be direction. And really, in many ways, that's exactly what this is. This is a guidebook. This is a direction for your life. This is how we can live in a very fallen, troubled world. The world around us is difficult. The world around us is very much against the principles of Jesus Christ. And my young people, I fear it is only going to get worse, not better. You will need to know what you believe. You will need to know what you stand upon. Praise God that you stand upon the truth. See, these words are life. These words are truth. This is where you can stand. My junior high school people that are in the baptism class, I urge you not to be baptized if you do not feel ready. I want you to truly understand that you love God and that God loves you. Not understand all the words of this Bible, none of us do, but to understand that I want to put Jesus Christ first in my life. It's not an easy commitment. It's not an easy commitment. And our Christian walk isn't an easy walk. But our Christian walk is real, and it is true. And praise God that He will be with you every step of the way, because we serve the living God. We serve the living God, who will speak to you, who will strengthen you, who will comfort you, who will guide you, who will direct you, and desires for you to love Him. Why does He desire for you to love Him? Because that's the greatest gift He can offer you. If you love God, that is the greatest gift that God can offer, that you love your Maker, your Creator, and your Sustainer. When you pray, ask for opportunities to tell others about what Jesus has done for you. I sometimes cringe for Christian kids. Why? Because often they hear many testimonies. I call them stubborn testimonies of the heart, like mine. Someday maybe I'll share my testimony with you. But I love Christian testimonies that go like this. My mom and dad were Christians. They prayed for me since birth. They prayed for me when I wasn't even born yet. I've heard God's word since I don't remember when. And you know, I don't even know when I came to believe. But I do. And I've placed Jesus Christ first in my life. You see, I call that the testimony of a loving heart. It kind of follows nature a little bit more. It's kind of like a flower, like there's a little bud, a little child, and they are watered with the word, and they are prayed over, and they are cared for, and eventually that flower opens. And as that flower opens, they don't know how they became a flower, but they know that they're open, I think. They know that they're open, and praise God. If you know that you love Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're ready to be baptized. If not, then ask. Ask questions. Ask questions. Bug your pastor, David Lowe. He knows a lot of the answers. And he's a good man. Ask questions. Ask people who you know are strong Christians. Ask them all the questions, because praise God, this is the truth. Your questions can be answered. Your questions can be answered. Who should be baptized? Everyone who loves Jesus and wants to reflect His love in a world that desperately needs to know Him. Amen. Mm-hmm.